New South Wales government is waging war on illegal e-cigarettes, promising big fines and jail time to those who sell them. Authorities are especially worried about the growing number of young people who are vaping. But schools are reporting it's often the parents who are providing the e-cigarettes. Carly Williams has more.
New South Wales Health is talking up its latest bust, seizing more than $1 million worth of nicotine vapes from retailers this year. CEO of the Australian Association of Convenience Stores, Theo Thakari, represents 6,500 stores.
Our estimates put that at only about 1% of the total illicit market in New South Wales. We, from our intelligence, tells us there are hundreds of illicit stores selling unregulated vapes in a market that is uncontrollable currently. It's barely moved the needle.
Nicotine vapes must be prescribed by a doctor for people 18 and over. Nicotine liquid is then ordered from overseas. Theo Thakari reckons the illegal vape industry makes $4 million a week in New South Wales alone.
You've got children that are vaping. Now, we don't want them to vape. The problem is they're buying it from stores that have no morals or ethics, and they sell to anyone that is willing to pay them the money.
The biggest worry is the surge in young people vaping over the past 2 years, with students bringing it into the classroom. Craig Peterson, president of the New South Wales Secondary Principals Council, says accessibility is not an issue.
In some cases, it's the under the counter at the local tobacconist or some local provider. A lot of students, a lot of children are buying these devices online from who knows where. Most concerningly, a lot of them are buying them in a black market trade from adults who are purchasing them and then on-selling them to children at inflated costs. And we know of parents who are providing the vapes for their kids because they think it's better than having them smoking cigarettes.
Craig Peterson says schools are in uncharted waters and the problem is much bigger than the odd student sneaking off to smoke.
Students who are concealing the device behind their hands, behind their books in class and vaping, because not all of these devices emit huge plumes of smoke, that has an impact on the behaviour of not just that child, but everyone in that class and undermines the authority of the teacher enormously.
Students are also edgy in class, struggling with nicotine withdrawals.
And they seem to be worse than what we had previously observed with traditional cigarettes.
So how much nicotine is in a vape? Matthew Peters is Professor of Respiratory Medicine at Macquarie University.
15 puffs from those sort of devices equates to a cigarette. And you've got some of these that have got 2,000 or 3,000 puffs in them. Physically, six packets. You imagine if you put six packets of cigarettes in front of a kid, would you smoke these? But then you'd take the same amount of nicotine from a pod and unknowingly. It's a huge amount of very rapidly absorbable nicotine and it's highly addictive presentation.
Matthew Peters thinks authorities need to focus on the bigger picture.
You know, I think that the police and the public health authorities have a real interest in solving the problem. That's the first thing. And I admire what they're doing. I think that they need to be supported by thoughtful legislation that will target the real facilitators. And the real facilitators are the social media companies. And not the individual stores, nonetheless, but the franchisors, the principals of these businesses.
Matthew Peters, a professor of respiratory medicine. He was speaking with Carly Williams.